Whatever you need, God's got it. Hallelujah.
My God's got it. Everything you need.
Hallelujah. It pays us to remember that. Everything you need, God's got it. And he told me all you got to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the doors will be open. Hallelujah. So we give God glory and honor and praise for yet another day. Praise God. The 28th day of July 2019. 209 days. Thus far this year, he has kept us. We owe him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Because many have left here during these 209 days. But we are still here. Tell your person sitting near you, I'm still here. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. And we're not here because we've been holy. Not here because we've done everything right. Treated everybody right. We're here by the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. Because this is another day the Lord has made. And our job is to rejoice and be glad that you're in the day. Because he could have left us in yesterday. But I don't know about you, but I'm so glad he brought me over into the day. I don't know how long for the day, but I'm here now. And I'm praising him for the moment. Hallelujah. Everyone is precious. We're here this second and gone the next second. Hallelujah. But God has allowed us to be here. So we glorify God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time. We honor God for our presider, Elder Swenson. And we praise God for all other preachers in the house. You just wave your hand. And to everyone who holds an elected position in the house of God, praise God, we welcome you and we praise God for you. Wave your hand. Everybody else coming to the labor of layperson, you are important as well. We praise God for you as well. Hallelujah. As we say from time to time, without you, there won't be no service. The choir had nobody to sing to. Preacher had nobody to preach to. Hallelujah. So your position is very important. Praise God. As we make up the body of Christ. So we praise God for you. And everybody is special. Everybody is precious. Everybody is somebody. Hallelujah. And everybody looks good. It doesn't matter what your eyes tell you. All right? It's what God says. And that's what counts. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in a bad news world. Well, so we come to bring you some good news. Anybody need some good news? This world's getting wickeder and wickeder. Remind us what Timothy said. In the last day, perilous time shall come. Hallelujah. And we are experiencing some perilous times. Hallelujah. A text today is out of the book of 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 3, 4, and 9. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand near you, the spiritual man, physical man, mental man. We count them all but done, and we cast it into your hand, that you may use us for your glory and honor. Send a word, enriched and empowered by your Holy Spirit. Send a word of knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Send a word of empowerment, deliverance, joy, peace, and hope. Send a word of healing in this land. In Jesus' name we pray. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, amen. Hallelujah. Are we there? 1 Peter, 2nd chapter. If so be ye have tasted the Lord's is gracious, to whom coming as into a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Tell the person sitting you near you, say, I am who God says I am. I am who God says, or God said, I am. This is a powerful message to know who you are. We tend to have problems with that from time to time as to who we are. In my 76 years on this earth, our label that we have had has changed several times. When I was born, I think I was a nigger. Later on, we became Negroes. And then we became colored. And then we became black. And now we become African American. It seems like every 10 years, our label has changed. And when they have applications that have all those different things listed there, but I check off Afro-American because that's the closest thing they can get to who I think I am as far as nationality is concerned. Because I think of myself as just being Black American. I ain't never been to Africa. Didn't come from there. I ain't going back drunk. I can't go back to where I ain't never been. I'm more of an American than he is. Because his parents came over here. Mine been here. Mine were born here. My great-grandparents were born here. My great-great-great-grandparents were born here. So does anybody need to go back? That man in Washington needs to go back. You just got to know who you are. People put a label on them, we jump on it and stick it on us. But God has given you a label. And we don't even think about it. What God has already done for us. So knowing who you are can make a difference in your life. It can be the difference between you being sad, happy, or joyful, knowing who you are. Most of us think of ourselves as just being poor. You might be poor financially, but you're rich in every other respect, all right? And Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, all right? You are a blessed people. You are God's people. And no matter how much they try to oppress us, we rise above it all. And that's because you are blessed of God. Hallelujah. And so, we need to know who God said we are. Not what he said we are, but who God said we are. Right? What, you can be anything, but who, it refers to a person. So first of all, you need to know that you are a person. When people call you out of your name, you need to know I'm not that. I'm a human. When I was growing up, certain words were fighting words. They call you Black dog, and we react with it. But you need to know you ain't no dog. You're human. So why are we reacting to something that you're not? God didn't say you were. Therefore, you're not. Whose report will you believe? Man's report or God's? Hallelujah. God has empowered us with knowledge. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is his word. God's word is the truth. And in the truth, it has made you free from knowing, from acting and reacting to things that you know you're not. And unless you respond to it, it shouldn't bother you. You know how to ignore certain things. Learn to ignore that as well. And know that you're not talking to me. You're not talking about me. You might be talking at me. So the difference between talking at me and talking to me or about me. Glory to God. As we go on through the year, it's getting close to school getting back in again. It seems like it just got out. And some of the children may be approached by others in negative ways. Today they call it bullying. It didn't just get started with this generation. Bullying been going on since people been in the world. Just hadn't called it that, and it won't that many people. It goes on more now because you got more people. Bigger the crowd, the bigger the devils. The more devils you're going to have operating in the system. But you need to be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in what the word has said. Don't allow them to change what God has labeled you to be. Someone turned to Luke 10. Here we will find some verses of empowerment that every one of you who are born again possess. Luke 10, verse 17. Okay, all right. Now, what has happened, Jesus had commissioned 70 disciples to go out to all the villages that he will later go to. and preached unto them. They were preparing the way of the Lord. And on their mission, he had sent them out two by two. This is at the beginning of this chapter. And then he said that the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray that the master, the Lord of the harvest, will send more laborers. And so they went as Jesus has told them and found that they had power that they didn't realize they had. Now they come back rejoicing. Read. Jesus said, I was there when lightning, when Satan was kicked out of heaven and it fell to the earth like a bolt of lightning, just that quick. I was there when I saw him when it happened. See, they were rejoicing because they found out the devil had to obey them as long as they used the name of Jesus. So our empowerment comes with other things that need to be attached to it. You can't go out on your own. You can't answer bullies with their language. You got to do things God's way. And when you do it God's way, it'll work every time. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I saw Satan fall down just like a bolt of light. All right. Continue. Now these are words of Jesus. Jesus saying, look here. I give you power. Okay. Tell your neighbor, he's giving me power. Power for what? He's giving you power to tread on the head of the serpents, the scorpions, power over all of your enemies. All right, give you power. And not anything shall be able to harm you. He's giving you power, but you got to believe. You can't just go out there quoting it. You got to believe it. You got to know without a doubt that it works. It's about like you praying over food. No need of praying over food if you don't believe what you've been praying. What are we saying, Pastor? We pray and then we say, well, I can't eat this because it's going to hurt me. You just curse the food after you prayed over it. Power of life and death is in your tongue. You prayed and then you condemned it. That means that you didn't believe what you were praying. When you pray and ask God's blessing over the food, know that it's blessed. And what God blessed can't hurt you. So you got to know that you can't jump out there and command the devil around there and you don't believe what you're saying, you'd be just like that man that tried all of the devil around, and he said, Paul, I know. Silas, I know, but who are you? Yeah, you got to know whom you are dealing with. So you got power over the devil. You don't have your power if you're afraid of the devil. Most people claiming salvation, but afraid of the devil. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. That's what God gave you. Now, if you got the spirit of fear, that's doubt. Fear is doubting that God will do what God said he'll do, or God can do what God said he can't. God can't do, you're thinking, he can't do it. Fear is not of God. It's the devil. And putting it plainly, fear is a lie. The devil is the author of all lies. Perfect love will cast out all fear. God empower you, so you got to know that you know that you know. That the devil has to do what I said do. When you tell him get behind you, he got to go. Don't send him on your feet all the time. You got something else to do besides stop on his head. You ain't gonna kill him. So do like Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. He didn't say get under my feet. I can't do nothing for the Lord. I'm standing there stomping on you. That's our problem. We get hung up on one thing and can't get no further in the Lord. We can't get past forgiveness. Because we're too busy stopping it. Yeah, if you're going to do anything, dance for the Lord. Praise him. Just like it said, praise him. Oh, I got to read. Okay, so Jesus said, that's all right, but that's not your reason. It shouldn't be your reason for rejoicing. Don't rejoice because you know the devil got to move when you tell him to move. Don't rejoice because you just got the victory. And that's our problem. We only rejoice when we get the victory. There are going to be plenty of days that the victory ain't going to be in sight. You may be fighting a long war, not a little battle. So don't rejoice because you got the victory. It's all right to rejoice, but don't let that be your only reason. I'm going to give you a reason to rejoice anytime. in a prayer and under any condition, you still can rejoice. He said, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. When did my name get written, Pastor? When you got saved, when you got became born again, your name got written. And it's still written. Because I seal you to the day of redemption. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll be there for you. Know that I'm there to lift you up when you're down. Know that I'm there to guide you when you're lost. I'm there to give you joy. Hallelujah. In the time of need. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Rejoice. Because your name is written. Nobody got to say nothing to me. Nobody got to sing me up. Nobody got to lift me up. When I wake up this morning, I can thank my name is written. That's enough to rejoice. When I'm going through my trials and my tribulations, my name is written. I can rejoice. That's if you can just get that in your mind. And not on your mind, but in your heart, preferably. You will be empowered to never let your problems get you down. Never let anybody call you out of your name. Hallelujah. And you believe it. You can't stop people from talking. Hallelujah. Just like we can't stop that man in Washington from sticking his foot in his mouth. But we got to know that it doesn't matter to me. I do what I have to do when the time gets right. I go to the polls and I try to get them out. That's the only way we can do it. Hallelujah. But we rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Somebody lied on you, your name is written. Somebody criticized you, your name is written. Somebody called you out of your name is written. So instead of focusing on what that says, let's think about my name is written. Hallelujah. And so I've got to move on. The word says that we are a living stone. We've been elected, chosen by God. That make you special. So you tell somebody, I'm special. You may not think so, but I'm special. You're like that stone that the builder rejected. You might throw me on or cast me aside, but God picked me up. And God dusted me off and placed my foot on a solid rock. He established my going. And right now, I'm the chief cornerstone. I'm the most important stone in the building. Because you cast me aside, but God chose me to be precious. And he has made me to be royalty. Says that you are a chosen generation. See that, so tell your neighbor, I've been chosen by God. That makes me special. You can't get no higher than that. When God handpicked me, he made me to be his. So it says, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Tell your neighbor, I'm a royalty. I wasn't just made royalty, I was born royalty. In my second birth, I was born to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My father is rich. He owns cattle and on thousands of hills. My father has everything. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. Yeah, I am a holy nation and a peculiar people. Yeah, I'm peculiar because I'm of God. And that makes me different from everybody else. Hallelujah, I am peculiar because God chose me to go and do as they did the seven, prepare the way of the Lord. I am who God says I am. I am a people that is set forth to praise him. I was hand-picked just to praise my God. Hallelujah. Praise is what we do. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him late at night. Praise him in fires. Praise him in my tribulation. Praise him when everything's going against him. Praise, I praise my way out. Yeah, when the praises go up, deliverance coming down. Praise him when things are going good. Praise him when things are going bad. I heard David says, praise God for his mighty acts. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him with a softened heart. Praise him with the trumpet trembles. Praise him on the cymbals. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything. Anybody in here breathing? Anybody in the house breathing? Then you got a right and a duty to praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. God said you are a praiser. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He is my hope, my joy, my peace, my deliverance. He is. He is, he is. My heart and all. And because God says I am whatever it is he has said I was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm powerful. Paul said, In the word, we are more than conquerors. So not only am I royalty, I'm a conqueror. And even greater than a conqueror. And I won't let anything else hurt me. So we allow words to hurt us. But you don't have to. When people used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, words won't never hurt. That was so for some people. But for most people, the words did hurt. But if you go by the word shouldn't hurt. Hallelujah. Because God has made you free of that. And he said, nothing by any means shall hurt you. Nothing the world has to say about you or against you should ever hurt you. And I say this and close. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, when they persecute you, when they say all manner of evil against you falsely. Your response is supposed to be in the next verse, verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So words shouldn't hurt you. You're supposed to be rejoicing over them. And the last verse is Romans 8:28. And you know that all things are working together toward the good of them that love God. So, if it's working for you good, why are you being hurt? If it's working for you good, why are you so sad? It's working for you good. He said, all things. And tell your neighbor, that means don't leave nothing out. Whatever it is working for you good. It may not be good to you right now. But it's going to be good for you later on. When you get it all together, the end result's going to turn out for you good. God bless you.